Blog Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, and you know what today is? It's a Wednesday edition of Master Your Mindset here on Foxology, and you know I'm excited. I know you can hear it in my voice. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope and pray all is well and wonderful in your place and space in your world. And, you know, I know stuff is feeling so wild and crazy right now, but do your best to keep looking up and keep looking forward and try to stay optimistic, even though I know that can be a challenge. But challenge yourself to do it. I believe we're all going to make it through to the brighter side of all of that, what life has been taking us through, dragging us through. That's the attitude I take it. I just really do believe it's going to get better. I don't want to believe otherwise. So anyway, you know what else I think is going to get better? Well, I'm hoping it's the way we communicate with each other. Yeah, that part. You think we could use a little help? Well, stay with me and see if you can take a little something away with you from today's program. We'll see, huh? I dare to ask, how many times have you had to tilt your head and squint your eyes and with question marks all over your face ask, what you talking about, Willis? Thanks for that, Arnold. Just because you really did not understand the message or the words, the statement, the intent, the purpose, or just didn't understand what was said. All of us have been there, right? I'm thinking so. Well, we are going to talk about it today for a few minutes, just a few pointers, and see if we're able to connect better when it comes to our exchanges with each other. So let's see what happens here. Let's see if we can wrap our mindsets around some of these particular thoughts and strategies. You know, we are now in a world of using very short statements, and I see all over the internet all kinds of, you know, just made up words, which I think is so interesting. We have enough trouble with the words we already have. There are a lot of phrases and statements and emojis that we use to get our thoughts across, even some of the important ones, and I really don't get it with that, but that's the stuff that we are doing. So it's to me sort of necessary that we consider how we do that and if we're using it in a way that's really going to be beneficial, if it's going to be helpful, if it really gets the point across, gets done what we need to say. So I'll start with this point, and that is be accurate in what it is you're trying to convey. And I know a lot of you are already saying, well, I am. I believe that. You believe that. And many people are very artistic and very creative and very on point, very good with the use of words and how to put them across. Accuracy, to me, is composed of a little bit more than that even, and that is us understanding who we're talking to. Because we can convey something really, really well, or what we feel is accurate, talking to different people, we could say the same thing, and it's still not come across to their understanding the way that we would like for it to. So when we are formulating our accuracy with our words, what we have to say, it's important that we consider who we're talking to. And, I enjoy communication, and I know that what I just said probably put you in a zone where you say that's just too much thinking to do. Well, thinking is required if you want to be accurate, because when you are accurate, then chances are whatever it is you did express, and if you consider who you're talking to, chances are the communication landed where it needed to land in their thinking and receiving of whatever the message was and was intended to do, to get across. And so, the way you say it and the use of those words are essential. I mean, if you're explaining something to your husband or your wife, a lot of times we think that if we say something, just short and seemingly accurate, that they can read through or read between the lines or read our minds about all that was supposed to be in that composition of words. And as much as we are around people we know, love up close and personal, they don't always get it, but they are expecting us to be, again, more accurate. It can go real wrong when we're trying to say something and we didn't put enough context to it. I mean, that's a big foible. That's a big failure when we're trying to communicate with someone that we think ought to be able to read between the lines or read our minds. It's a very, very common failure in communication. We think because people know us so well, they ought to know what we meant. But we have to take the challenge and the responsibility ourselves of communicating what we really mean in its totality. And, it only takes a few more seconds or a few more words for us to formulate that from one sentence into three to make sure that people understand what it is that we wanted them to understand. And with that being said, too, now at work, if you're communicating with people, we are sometimes very guilty of that same thing. We think that because we are working in the same element, on the same projects, on the same goals, that people just automatically ought to understand exactly what it is that we meant by what we said. And that is also something else that causes quite a few flubs in conversations, and particularly if you're at home, you can fix things in the moment or in a very short time. But if we miscommunicate things when we're trying to talk to people at work, where we're all, all on the same team, or we're all supposed to be achieving the same thing, and we did not express what we needed to express accurately, but we're depending on them because they, quote unquote, should know what we're talking about, you're setting yourself up for things to end up really in the wrong zone. So keep that in mind. It doesn't require, as much as it may feel like, that's a whole lot to be taking responsibility for. But the wonderful thing that you will find is that when you begin to attach a little bit more explanation or a little bit more clarity in what you're saying, it makes for a much smoother element between two people, even, on the personal level with your wife or husband or children or whoever, may be, mom, dad, whoever it may be. And I do encourage that, particularly within the family dynamic, because so much can, get caught up and lost in frustration and different things when we're dealing with those people we know and love. I do encourage the use of more wording and explanation, because when we don't do it there, the high levels of confusion and frustration will challenge everything we do, and not just in that moment, but times to come when we're trying to talk to each other. So same thing can happen at work. you know, same dynamics of confusion and frustration. But what I'm suggesting to you today is that we can really eliminate or minimize really a whole lot the potential for those things to happen as we talk to each other, communicate with each other. We got to remember people cannot read our minds, and also that they will process what we said differently often than what it is we really meant if we're not really accurate about it. And there's two other things that we use in that communication that are important for accuracy, and that's that texting and emailing. Texting can be so terribly misunderstood, and, you know, it's become such a norm now when we talk about communicating. It's almost the preferred method in so many cases. I can't raise my hand on that one because I don't fall into that category. I would much rather talk to you on the phone if that's possible, or in person for us to make sure without any doubt of anything falling between the cracks and what we're trying to get across to each other, that we can make that, you know, a fruitful type of exchange or conversation. Texting, you know, what I have found, I literally had to tell somebody yesterday to stop texting me because it's just not my favorite way to communicate things, and I really was not getting the whole gist of what was being put across to me. But my point is that that does happen. You end up in these long conversations that, you know, if you've been on the phone, chances are, or met at the coffee shop or whatever, you could really get to where you needed to be in those goals for whatever you're trying to achieve in that conversation so much faster and so much easier. And it's just something we've gotten so used to. I've seen people, this is really mind-blowing, and probably some of you know it, maybe even some of you do it, but texting each other right next to each other. I mean, what is that? What is that about? I enjoy the sound of someone's voice. I enjoy, the looking at the laughter, the smile, the eyes, things like that. We can make that happen. But on the phone, you still can hear a smile. You can hear an attitude and all of those things. Those things are wonderful, and they're even precious in conversation. So don't so quickly opt out of the opportunity to get across what you need to get across, being accurate in what you need to say, and only using, the short statements or the paraphrases and emojis and things like that, and hoping people understand. Now, I'm not against that totally. I'm just saying let's challenge ourselves to do better at making our communication accurate and fuller and more fruitful in what it is that we're doing. You will be amazed, people, I promise you, when you do it. It leaves very little space at that point of being misunderstood. And that's where the failures take place when we're trying to communicate. It's often miscommunicated, and when it is, it's misunderstood. Another thing is how we say what we say. You may be coming out of a unpleasant conversation, argument, or something with somebody, and you need to talk to somebody else, and that whole attitude and frustration and anger comes out and lands on them too. I'm going to make that part of it short because I know you really understand what I'm talking about. We often have to check ourselves. And it may be on a dime that we have to flip the script on how we're feeling before we start talking to the next person so that it's not coming across as offensive or like we're angry at them. Because what happens is that they walk away from us in a family situation, or they go back to the desk if it's at work. They're wondering why the heck you were, you know, feeling like that toward them by what you just said when it so was not meant for them. And I know what I'm saying lands so much on our responsibility, but that's the truth, like everything else in life. You know, it is. We can't be upset at somebody just thinking they should have known what I meant. They should have understood what I said. Well, yeah, once we do that right, they should. If we're trying to make sure that what we say and do is coming across with the particular meaning, feeling, emotion, words, yeah, then it's their responsibility to, if they don't get it, to give us feedback that they didn't quite understand it, or could you say it again, or is this what you meant? Yeah, that part is correct. But when we can take it upon ourselves to make sure that what we're conveying is conveying what we really mean, it just can make all the difference in the world. Another thing that I pretty much kind of covered already is just being as detailed as necessary. You know, just adding to whatever it is you're trying to say as much information that is necessary. Let's say you're a boss and you walk into your team and you say, everybody, we're having a meeting at 3 o'clock. Everybody is okay. So 3 o'clock rolls around and you're in the meeting room where is a place where often employees meet, but everybody else is ready and set on their computers thinking that you meant you're getting ready to do something on Zoom or whatever. The detailing, even though, you know, most people know we need to get a Zoom link, they still be maybe waiting for that just because that's a typical approach to having meetings these days. And so something like that, of course, doesn't cause like a major mishap, but it's really important for us to use as much detail. You know, we're going to be meeting in meeting room B in building 6 or, you know, whatever the case may be, just add details as often as you can, and particularly when you're texting or emailing. I love it with the business people that I deal with, how much detail they provide. They leave me very little room to have to ask any questions other than to say, thank you for the update, thank you for the information, I'm glad you let me know that, or whatever. Details are just so very helpful, and particularly in, I'm just going to say, all-day life. I think it's important, particularly if we practice it with, again, the people that are up close and personal to us, as much as we would out in our workplaces, or, you know, now so many people are working from home, but however it is that you communicate with anyone, details are just essential. I mean, if you want something done, just think of it, if you were giving somebody a map of somewhere to go and you just said, you know, I would like for you to do this, and I want you to have it done by 5 o'clock. Would you give them some type of guideline? I need to know this and this and this and this and this and this and this. Or would you just assume that they knew exactly all the points that you needed to have filled in on? If somebody's driving somewhere and wanting to get from point A to point B, you know that when we get our maps working for us and our GPS and our phones, it gives us wonderful directions and play-by-plays by detail. It doesn't just say do this and do that. It says at the next, in 200 feet or 1,000 feet or 2.5 miles, there's a lot of detail. And it helps us get, the great majority of the time, it helps us get exactly where we want to go. So that's the point that I'm trying to make when I say be detailed. The more details you can give, the more likely, again, whatever it is you're trying to say or convey is going to get achieved what you're trying to achieve. And again, being precise, I know a lot of these sound like the same thing, and I'm kind of glad that they do, because these are where we're having our communication flubs, foibles, and failures. We're just not always considering, is it hitting the target? When we're talking about being precise, is it hitting the target? You know, another example is you may say to your your spouse, you know, pick up the kids at 3. And then your husband or wife goes to the school to pick up the kids at 3. And then you find out that they were actually on a field trip today, and that was the location where they were supposed to be picked up. So you're not in the right place. So that may, again, sound like a minor thing, but not so much. Your kids are waiting for you somewhere, and you're not there. But if you said, pick up the kids at 3 o'clock, they had a field trip today, they went to blah, 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 and they're supposed to be back at that location at 3 o'clock, so I need you to pick them up. Details. And again, takes what, 5 extra seconds to say it? So keep in mind just the preciseness. You know, and I'm talking to you particularly about those little conversations we have to, all day long. You know, you may say to, again, somebody in the family, your husband and wife, I don't know why they keep coming to me, maybe because there are communication breakdowns very often in that particular dynamic of a relationship. And you say, I need to, you know, go to the grocery store later. And so later comes for you at 4 o'clock and you're ready to use the car because you only have one. And then honey says, no, I you know, this is the my bowling night, and, you know, we start at 5 and it takes me 30 minutes to get there. So, no, I got to use the car. You know, this is what I do every week. Well, the other honey forgot that and so didn't consider the timing and all of that. Well, again, issues like that are easily resolved if you, you know, get it all out at the initial contact. You know, I need to go to the grocery store later. I'm thinking about going at 4 o'clock. Other honey would have said right away, I this is my bowling night. You probably forgot, but can we go right now, or can you put it off until tomorrow morning after you drop me off at work, or something to that effect? And again, these may again sound like simple techniques and strategies to communicating, because they really are. And you know, it gets. I've been a someone who loved words all my life, and so I kind of think it's artistic and fun, creative to come up with ways to communicate that really do bring effectiveness to a conversation. So what I just said just makes real good sense to me for really trying to get understanding of, particularly with the people you love. You don't always want to be in a fight, because what I just described could easily end up into a fight that you don't need, which, you know, again, further complicates conversations, and we want to avoid that. And, you know, there's, again, I don't know, the whole husband-wife dynamic keeps coming to me, but you may ask, one of you honeys may ask, you know, can we have a date night? And so the other honey says yes, and so you go about prepping for having a wonderful romantic night at home. And then the other honey's like, no, I have an appointment with, you know, my friend to take her to, she needs some help getting to her grandma's house. And so he's, well, you just mentioned date night. Well, I didn't mean tonight. I just meant, could we do a date night? And again, see, you're just looking at small flubs in communicating, but again, it didn't get achieved what the initial wonderful meaning of something like that meant. So this is all just to say that we can make ourselves a little bit more aware of how we are expressing ourselves and not leaving it up to you should know what I meant, or you should understand what was said, or I thought you knew because you know me. You know I wouldn't think that or say that, think that. Don't assume any of those things. That's my theory and thought. Don't assume that there's going to be understanding where it may not have been addressed or put across to that individual. So, yeah, these are just some short, to the point, simple strategies that I've just mentioned. And you know that's what I do here on Master Your Mindset, just provide some pointers that I think can be helpful in the way we think about how we do things. That's what mastering your mindset means. So the whole of what I've just said about being accurate, being detailed, you know, being precise, making ourselves be aware of use of these particular strategies can change so much of the dynamics of how we are doing things relationally and communicating with each other. It makes such a tremendous difference. So I'm hoping that some of what I said can help you maybe make you more straight lines to the person that you're talking about or the team that you may be talking to, or, you know, your family members or your children or whomever it may be. It may be in anybody. You know, one thing that I did not mention, and this is where I have to really do a whole bunch of prepping and thinking, and oftentimes I write myself notes before I make some of the calls and when I need to talk to customer service people, because I definitely want to make sure that whatever it is I'm needing from them and whatever they are supposed to provide for me as far as knowledge, that I get it. Because what I have learned from customer service people, and I have done a lot of training within the workplace on customer service, and something that I have learned about customer service people is that they often are working from scripted materials about what they're going to say to us, how they're going to address us, which is good if people are coming across with similar issues of why they may be contacting you. But even yesterday, I explained to a customer service person very detailed what I wanted, and she still came back with the script, which her response to me was the script, which had nothing to do with what I had just said. And so I said to her, no, the reason that I'm calling is this. And I went through my explanation, again, not a short form of it, but a full form of what I had just said, so that she understood. Well, at that point, she totally got it and gave me the information that I needed with a little extra mile to it. So I thought that was really great. I bring that up. I'm glad that came to me before I ended the show, that there are circumstances like that, particularly customer service. You know, they talk to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people a day sometimes, and so they often do know what people want. But we may have to help them in the process to get our needs met about what it is we are trying to achieve. And again, we have to shoulder that responsibility to make that happen. So I often do write notes. I often have to pray literally before I call, because some of those calls I have made, customer service calls where I had to talk to five people to get something done and literally explain it over and over and over and over and over. I had a real glitch with a credit card a few months ago that it took literally months to get that whole situation straightened out. And I talked to customer service. I emailed. We were emailing back and forth. Finally got resolved. It was, you know, something that really was kind of, it seemed it was like an outstanding balance, but it wasn't. It was paid. But they could not find the information to indicate that the balance had been paid in full, and it was an ordeal. But anyway, I had to be patient about it. I had no choice. But you know, communicating was you know, sometimes feeling like I wanted to get extremely frustrated about it, but that would have accomplished nothing. So keep that in mind too as you're trying to talk through things. The frustration will only create more frustration, and often frustration will lead to a whole failure of what we were trying to do. So, again, just be aware of what we have talked about today, being accurate, again, being detailed, being precise, and ways that maybe you can apply some of this information to how you may be communicating. I really do hope that some things were said that are helpful to you, and in a way that I believe that we can achieve stronger and healthier communication with each other. Okay? All right. I would like to thank you for joining me today. I've got quite a lineup of shows coming up throughout the next 2 or 3 months, and so I will be here unless I happen to get called for, I do some talent work, and that would be the only thing that I would really allow to interrupt the flow of things. But stay with me. I hope you are enjoying what Boxology does on a regular basis. I'm always trying to bring you something that's empowering and educational and inspirational and informative. It's what I do. It's how I do what I do. So, and I love doing it, and I love doing it with you. So watch for whatever I get posted next week, and I think you'll enjoy it as well. And don't forget to go through the archives. There's a lot of stuff there. If you're a new listener, a fairly new listener, there's a lot of things there that are enjoyable. All of my shows are saved, and so there's a lot of information there that you can go through. I want to remind you that I do have books available. Stay in the Ring, which is my more recent book, is available on Amazon.com. And right now, I thought I saw that it was down to one book for $6, but I'm not sure what happens after that, if it goes back up to 10. But anyway, Stay in the Ring is available on Amazon.com. Also, I have the audio available. If you go to silverrayfox.com, on the front page there's a link to buy the 99-cent audio download. It's not the book in its entirety. It's just a message meant to boost your courage to keep fighting this fight when battles happen in life, and we surely know that they do. My blog is there also. Many articles that I have written over time that are there that are meant, again, to inspire and encourage and empower. And something that I don't have posted quite yet, still mapping out a couple of details, but I am so thoroughly excited about my new Queen for Forever and a Day program that's going to be offered for women 40-plus. And what I've been saying is that, you know, sometimes when you get to be that age, we sometimes have lost ourselves in the midst of becoming wives and mothers and, you know, working all the time and that whole scenario. This program is designed to help you get back your zest in so many ways. And I say that in the way that, you know, sometimes we just don't want to put in the work for how we look and how we dress and how we're showing up. We sometimes just feel like it doesn't matter anymore. Well, it does. It does. And the primary reason for that is that it matters how it makes you feel, how it makes you feel. It makes you feel wonderful. And I want to continue to offer hands-on training to women that makes you feel like the queen you are. So I want you to watch for details of that program as it shakes out. I do have a date scheduled for the first class, and that is September 24th, but I'll be posting a lot online about it, so watch for that. All right, I think I've said everything that I need to say for today. I'm glad you were here. Again, I hope you got some nuggets. I hope you got some takeaways, because you know, there's purpose in my planning. So I hope you have a really, really great day. Meet me here next Wednesday as well and see what we're going to do together. I would love to have you back. So you be good, you be blessed, and be awesome.